We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Lamed. The Magen Midovna had been discussing that a person should take to heart that we have no guarantee as to the fact that we will wake up tomorrow morning. No one guarantees us any life beyond the present. And he says, "Umanichbad bazeh divram shorer alav shalom." And how honorable is what the great singer said? Who's the great singer? David HaMelech. Peace be upon him. He said in Tehillim, in Psalms, David HaMelech said, "Hodieni Hashem kitzi." God, let me know when my time ends. Umidat yamai mahi. Tell me what is the measurement of my days. Eidea mechadel ani. Let me know when I cease to exist. Asher amfarshim zal lo be'aru od al nachon ma'amar eidea mechadel ani. The commentaries of blessed memory, they have not yet explained fully what does it mean, let me know when I will cease to exist. What was David HaMelech adding with the words, mechadel ani. Omnam inyan she'ilat David HaMelech alav ha'shalom haya al derech mashal. But David's question can be understood with the following allegory. Le'ish tchachim, there was an impoverished man, haya shutaf b'masal matani mi'ashir gadol. He was a partner with a very wealthy man. You tell me, Manu, because the wealthy merchant, well, he knew his wares much better than the pauper. And his wife, his poor wife, she used to badger him that he should buy her jewelry like the wealthy man's wife gets. You know, your partner's wife gets a diamond necklace. What about me? Lemo, what she would say is, "Halo shutafo ata, you're his partner. How come you don't buy me jewelry like he buys his wife?" Ki lo yada shein levala b'chanut zo rak asirit min harevach. Because she didn't realize that in this partnership, her husband got 10% of the profit, and the other guy got 90% of the profit. Vehi knita oto, and she used to bug him v'tevka lav lemo, and she'd weep and say, "Halo shutafata, your partner. V'yesh lecha chanut mla schora, you have a store filled with goods. Re'ena eshet shutafcha yachim kushet v'tachshitim rabim." Look at your partner's wife, how she wears so much jewelry. V'ani aluva u'shvela be'necha. And I must be so low in your eyes. I must be so dismal in your eyes. V'ahi lemachal bevo lachanut. So the next day he comes to the store. V'yom el chavero ha'ashir. He says to his partner, the wealthy guy, he says to him, "Why don't we divide and make a calculation between us?" So the partner was taken aback. He said, "What happened today that you suddenly want to make an exact calculation and divide things?" So the pauper answered, he said, "I want you to know, my friend, when I'm making a calculation with you, I'm not doing it so that I know how much I own in the business. I want us to calculate exactly what's mine and yours, not because I need to know what's mine, but I have to come back home and tell my wife what's not mine in the store. She looks at the store and she says, 'You got all these wares, why can't you get me jewelry?' I have to come home and show her your side of the store. I have to show her the 90%, the stock, the merchandise that's all yours, so she realizes that all of this isn't mine. I want to show my wicked wife the calculation, how much is really yours. So that her eyes will see and her ears will hear that all the wares she sees in the store, 90% of the store is not mine. She should realize that what she sees in the store is not mine, and she shouldn't continue deceiving herself. Hanimshal. So what's this allegory coming to express? Ki ha'adam birotot atzmo ba'olam hazeh ishchai chayim ha'bilti k'tzuvim lo bizman. When a person visualizes himself in this world, he is like the wife. He feels like life is limitless. I'm alive, and that's the way it's going to be forever. Va'aretz l'olam amadet. And he thinks like, life is just going to keep running. So his inclinations are going to arouse him to sin Lemor, and they will say, Od rabot bashanim asher tichyeh. You still have a long time ahead of you. V'az tikach mod lifra kafotecha. And don't worry, there's still time to do tshuva. There's still time to make amends. Go have a good time now. Now's the time. You're at your prime. V'umate oto bashanim shelo yeh lo chayim b'yomim. And he's really fooling him, because he's making him feel like he has still 120. I remember when I was a kid, I used to calculate, okay, now I'm 10, 110 to go. That's how you think when you're a kid. Death is like going to Mars. It's never going to happen. So that's why David the Melech turns to God and asks, he says, Hodieni Hashem kitzi umidat yamai mahi. Let me know when my end is. Let me know the measurement of my life. Lo lemane da kama yeshli. I don't need to know how much I have left to live. Rak lemane da ma she'en li. Because I need to know what I don't have. The nature of humanity is that we deceive ourselves. We assume there's going to be time. How many times do we come late to things because we assume there's still time? Well, in the big picture, we also assume there's still time. And that's an incorrect assumption. So David HaMelech asks Hashem, he says, I want to know how much time I have left so I know that I don't have beyond that. I don't need to know that I have 10 years or 20 years left. I need to know that I don't have 30 or 40 years left. I need to know not to count on the time beyond that time. And then my inclinations won't fool me with regard to time that is really not mine. That's what David HaMelech says. I want to know when I will cease to be. That's his stress. I want to know the time when I won't be. His point isn't I want to know when I'll die. His point is I want to know not to rely on time beyond that. The time that's not mine. Just like the merchant says, I want to have an accounting of what's not mine in the store so that my wife won't count on it. Well, we're all that wife. We count on things that aren't really ours. No one guaranteed us how long we're going to live. So that was the point of this sixth chapter. He says that when we work on our Yir'at Shamayim, one of the tools to get there is the realization that we have no guarantee on tomorrow. We don't know how long God has granted us in this earth. And that realization is supposed to bring us to Yir'at Shamayim as well.